trial of Chad Daybell resuming. More critical testimonies from forensic experts now trying to shed light on digital and DNA evidence. Crucial to the case as Chad tries to dig himself out of the 1,000-foot hole that he's already dug himself into. Patrick Eller, CEO of Metadata Forensics, continued his testimony, offering detailed insights into the phone data analysis forms a pivotal part of the investigation. Eller is a digital forensic examiner with extensive experience. He testified about the search and analysis of phone data related to Chad Daybell and Alex Cox. And they revealed that despite efforts, no location data for Chad Daybell's phones were found at the Daybell property during the crucial dates under investigation. Chad has multiple phones, Eller noted, emphasizing the complexity of tracking his movements accurately. Let's take a listen to some of that testimony here from Eller.
Of those four, they chose not to try to identify those phones. Is that what you're saying?
Objection. That misstates Stubbs' testimony.
Sustained.
Was there any indication that they pursued the identification of the four phones within the 10-meter radius that you just identified?
No.
Is there any indication through the testimony of Officer Stubbs or Balance that any phone device of Chad Daybell was located on that property on 923 within the time range you set forth here?
Nothing in the evidence I was provided or reviewed.
It's basically they didn't look at it. So is John Pryor like a covert agent or something? And he's like trying to dig.
It feels like it now, doesn't it?
It feels like he's just like working against Chad at every opportunity he has.
Basically called him a murderer
the other day. Yes. Eller discussed the process of geofencing and metadata analysis, explaining how Google's data helped identify devices near the Daybell property, saying, quote, the best source of data about phones is the phone itself. Even with settings toggled, the data can still be found on the device, Eller stated. He clarified the difference between visible data and the metadata attached to it using a digital image analogy to illustrate a point. During cross-examination, prosecutor Rob Wood focused on the phone records and geofence data. Wood presented a map with data points showing phone activities near the Daybell property. Eller confirmed seeing Chad Daybell's phone number calling Alex Cox on September 9th, 2019, around 8 a.m. However, Eller admitted he couldn't recall if he examined Tammy Daybell's phone, adding another layer of ambiguity to the investigation. I don't remember. I'm the expert. Defense attorney John Pryor's redirect examination sought to clarify whether there was any data points indicating that Chad Daybell and Alex Cox's devices were together at the property. Eller confirmed there were no such data points, reinforcing the defense's narrative. The afternoon session featured Dr. Greg Hampikin, a professor from Boise State University and an expert in biology and criminal justice, who continued his testimony regarding DNA evidence. Hampikin's review of DNA found no evidence that Chad Daybell's hair was on the tape used to bind J.J. Vallow's body. The four hairs tested did not belong to J.J. Vallow, Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell, or Alex Cox. He testified. Let's take a listen to that testimony.
Did they compare those hairs on the ones that they sent to Astrea against any, and I'm not sure what the proper term is, people or
references,
I'm sorry, I struggled for the word.
So there are three references that were sent to Astrea: Chad Daybell, Lori Vallow, and JJ. And so those were the only three references that went through the type of testing that Astrea does. So this is a very particular type of testing, a sequence testing different than what the state lab does currently. And so they could only compare it to those three samples, the four hairs that they had. They determined from the four hairs, that shallow sequencing, that two of the hairs came from possibly the same person. So they had three different people out of four hairs. And then they compared it to the three references they had, and all of the reference samples were excluded from each of those four hairs that represent three people. So neither Chad Daybell nor Lori Vallow nor JJ contributed those hairs. And then they There's further analysis than they did, but that's the first main conclusion, is there's three different people who don't match the three reference samples who left hairs that were sent to Estrella.
So at this point, what was basically sent to Estrella, the conclusion is that Chad Daybell was excluded as providing any of the hairs that were provided to Estrella as a positive. Would that be fair?
Yes.
Did you find any evidence of anything that you provided that were provided to you through these DNA reports indicating that Chad Daybell's DNA was present in, on anything?
No.
Keep in mind that duct tape was found in his fucking house. So, and he's got all of his kids in there. And his kids weren't tested as for being possible references as well. And if you have duct tape in your house, pretty much anybody could get their hair on it.
Absolutely. And we've seen this with the Long Island serial killer too. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that came from allegedly the house that has his wife's hair on it. I mean, hair is something that we shed on a regular basis. So it can be everywhere and anywhere.
And it doesn't necessarily mean because your hair is not on the duct tape that you did nothing to do with what happened. You may have been lucky and your hair did not get
exactly
on the duct tape. Adding more. It's like, okay, you hear this expert and Hempikian also discussed his involvement in other high profile cases, including the Amanda Knox case, to underscore his expertise. His lab, however, not accredited like a criminal investigatory lab. So it provides crucial analysis using advanced tools and technology. Not to say it's not a good lab or anything, but it's not accredited like a criminal investigation lab, which, you know, I'm guessing they kind of had to dig to find anyone who would be an expert witness for the defense of Chad Daybell, who would agree to come and testify. And this is the best of the best, apparently.
That, the best of the best that would agree to do this.
Exactly. The best of the best that would agree to do this. Keep in mind, the other witnesses are simply Chad Daybell's children who seem very brainwashed and still members of a cult. So,
yeah.
Sorry, Chad. It's just not looking good.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.